Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Nancy from the Berrien County Cancer Services is back. Hello.
Hi.
You were just here. We were talking about the new location.
That's right.
Congrats on that one more time. However, we have welcomed you back to now a talk about Team Up Against Cancer, and you have brought me a guest. Can you tell me who you brought?
Yeah, this is Regina Cervino, who I think probably most of Southwest Michigan knows.
Hi, Regina.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so can you tell me, Regina, how you are involved with Team Up Against Cancer and the event we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, absolutely. This is our third year for Team Up Against Cancer, and the first year I was a committee member, and the last couple of years I've sort of taken a little bit of a lead for this committee, and we're really excited. We have done really well as far as the fundraising is concerned for the last 2 years, but I'm sure, as Nancy can verify, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you make for a fundraising event for cancer, because those are always really expensive kinds of tests and materials and supplements and the kinds of things that people need when they're in that kind of a situation. So we're never satisfied with the amount of money that we earn for this, and I think the most important thing is that everyone understands that 100% of the proceeds go to either the Marie Yeager Cancer Center or the Berrien County Cancer Service, because there are no administration fees for this.
We
have a committee that is totally volunteer, and so 100% of everything that we do, from jersey sales to t-shirt sales to food vendors and things of that nature, that comes directly to us.
How cool. And then, again, thanks for, I guess, coordinating it and kind of taking the lead and making it still happen year to year.
Oh, just a small part. I mean, we have a really good committee.
Yeah. So let's talk about the actual event. Now, they call it Team Up Against Cancer. I love how they incorporate team in there, because this actually takes place during a football game, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be Friday, September 28th, and it'll be against the Portage Central team out of Kalamazoo, the Mustangs. And so we're also inviting them to be part of this as well.
Yeah.
I believe that their team will also wear the pink socks, just like our team will. And then our team will also be in pink jerseys.
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know what Team Up Against Cancer actually is, this is an event that takes place at St. Joe High School. Again, it's the St. Joe High School team that will be playing Portage, as she said. And I love October is also the Breast Cancer Awareness Month,
yep,
which I'm assuming is where the pink comes in.
Leading right into it.
And it's just really fun. Even if you do not have kids that play at St. Joe, even if you've never gone to St. Joe, this is an event that you can actually attend, be a part of, and as she said, all the proceeds will then go back to either the Berrien County Cancer Service or the Marie Yeager Cancer Center. So it's pretty cool.
Small way to support cancer services in the area, whether you just come down and you buy some food from the food mm-hmm. vendors, or whether you know, you wear your t-shirt for this year and get into the game free.
Yeah.
It's a great partnership that we have with St. Joe Public Schools.
Now, it's a little too late to buy the t-shirt that she is talking about. However, if you were able to buy one of those shirts for this event, you will get that free entry into the game.
Yeah.
However, as we kind of chatted before we started recording, what you pay, the $7, whatever it might cost,
exactly,
to get into the game, and then you can participate in some of these great things that they have going on. The date of this is Friday, September 28th. So put this down on your calendar for September 28th, even if it's as simple as taking the kids out to have dinner at the football game this night. You don't have to stay for the actual game. You can
help
that way, right?
Yep.
That's right.
Let's run through, I guess, some of the cool things that you will be doing that day. So 5 o'clock is when the gates actually open, so you can get off of work and you can head there for, if anything else, cupcakes.
Yeah, exactly.
The kids would love that.
You eat dessert first, you know?
You have a variety of food trucks that are going to be there. Do they stay the entire night?
Yes, they do.
Yep. So they'll stay through the end of the game, I'm sure. Things
yes.
like Mimi's Cupcakes is where I got the cupcakes from. Panther's Grill, they have delicious deep fried pickles for anyone who is into that.
Their burgers are fabulous.
Piggin and Grinnin will be there, and also Zoop. So you'll have a variety of different things to choose from, and 25% of those sales benefit the two of the I guess the Beering County Cancer Services and the Jaeger Fund who you're giving back to. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So know that when you eat food, 25% of it goes back to the cause that day. And now I want to talk about this survivor walk that you do. So it looks at 6:20, survivors are going to meet with the cheerleaders.
They will be with the cheerleaders and the band, and they will walk part of the field, and then they will exit through the stadium.
Okay, got it. Touching moment that much must be to watch those people cross the field.
Right.
What if I am a cancer survivor and I would like to be a part of this and walk?
One of two things. You can just show up and be there at 6:20, and then the walk will start about 6:30. We would like to know that there are going to be survivors there. Mm-hmm. So you can contact me at nchurch@bccancerservice.org.
Mm-hmm. So keep in mind that it's Nancy Church. So nchurch at
bccancerservice.org.
Okay.
And, you know, that is our website also, you know, bccancerservice.org. So there's information you can find there, too.
On the actual event, right?
Yes.
And then I'm sure your contact info is there as well. Now, Regina, you hadn't said this earlier. You said no amount is ever good enough for us, and that will probably be the case until we have cure for all the cancers, right?
Yeah.
So I have a feeling this event will keep going on for years to come until hopefully one day we will find cures, right?
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Okay. So 6:30 is Survivor Walk, and then if you are a survivor, make sure you get a hold of Nancy, Beering County Cancer Services. Otherwise, just show up. You'll meet on the field with the cheerleaders at 6:20. 7 o'clock, that is when the game begins, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do the guys, the players, do anything throughout the evening? Tell me about the jerseys.
They'll be wearing pink jerseys, and some of those have been sponsored. So if you did sponsor one of those, you could have it customized with a name of a loved one or a survivor or maybe someone who's passed with cancer. And one of them says Grandma Gail. Another one just has a last name on it. It's very touching, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
The Coach Gandalf Church has been fabulous to work with, as well as the football team. And then we'll follow that up after the game with a memory ribbon that the cheerleaders and the band and the football players will help us with. And we'll take some aerial photos. And then the most touching part probably of the whole night is the jersey exchange, because the football players will wear the jerseys and they will literally take the shirt off their back at the end and present it to the sponsor.
Oh, wow.
And it's always a very moving part of the evening for sure.
Now, I know that we are kind of late on being able to purchase things like the shirt or sponsor mm-hmm. jersey. Do you have anything additionally that we might be able to help out with for something like this? Like, can we donate?
Well, absolutely. We will always take donations kind of thing, and we'll have a jar there that evening.
Okay.
We may have a couple of t-shirts available that night, but that will depend on the inventory that we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully we'd like to see everybody in the stands with mm-hmm. their t-shirt on, but at the end of the day, please show up and support it, even if you don't have a t-shirt, by using some of the food vendors.
Yes.
That's a fabulous way to sort of kill two birds with one stone kind of thing. Bring the family down and have dinner while supporting cancer services.
And if you have yet to see the new St. Jude field, they have a
fabulous
new field that was installed this year. I wasn't able to run the stairs until
the
recently.
Yeah.
It's so cool, though. And they keep that open for anyone who ever wants to go over there and work out. Check it out that night. Again, before we do a recap real quick here on the Team Up Against Cancer event for this year, when do you start planning this for, say, next year? Like, when should I get a hold of you if I do want to sponsor a jersey next year? When should I, you know?
Well, we built a Team Up Against Cancer Facebook page this year because last year we had people say to us, I didn't know I could buy a t-shirt kind of thing. So we built that so there's one general spot that we have all that information. So please connect to it, you know, kind of thing.
Make sure
we would love to have more people.
Like Team Up Against Cancer, probably.
Yep, exactly. Okay. And it's the Facebook page is facebook.com/TUAC.BeringCountyMI/.
Okay.
And, you know, we're open all year round, so you can always contact me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're interested in, you know, if you think in January, like to do something, Team Up Against Cancer, we're around, so I'm always available.
Get involved at an event if you would like, if you're listening and would like to sponsor it in any kind of way further than what they already offer. Otherwise, if you've yet to be to one of these, at least go and check it out this year. And keep in mind, even if you are not a part of the St. Joe varsity football family, that's not what this is about. It's about cancer. That's why the event is called Team Up Against Cancer. And all those proceeds, again, go to Bering County Cancer Service and the Marie Yeager Cancer Center. Put it down on your calendar. It is Friday, September 28th. Again, it is at St. Joe High School. They're going to be playing Portage Central that day. Gates open at 5 p.m. And that is when all those food trucks will then become available for you to enjoy food from either Mimi's, the Panthers Grill, Piggin' and Grinnin', or Zoop. And then 25% of those sales benefit those local cancer nonprofits. The Survivor Walk will be at 6:30. Game kicks off at 7, and that cool jersey exchange that Regina was telling us about will happen at 9. Want to keep up with them? Make sure you follow them on that Facebook page, right? Otherwise, I'm sure that Nancy will be more than happy to help you with any questions you might have. Just Absolutely. Give Nancy an email or a call over at the Bering County Cancer Services. And ladies, thank you for doing this again this year.
Well, and if I could share one more thing with you very quickly.
Yeah.
Just to reinforce what you just said about this not being just a St. Joe event, these proceeds will go to anyone within Bering County that needs cancer support. And to reinforce that, we have sponsors that have sponsored the t-shirts. So 100% of the proceeds of the t-shirts go to this. And it's everything from the DeGroot Family Foundation in Coloma to Brown's Family Funeral Home in Niles, Chemical Bank, Laser Graphics, of course, with the t-shirts, and then the Lakeland Health Foundation was a sponsor of the t-shirts. Yeah.
So thanks to all the sponsors, and know that it's going to be touching your neighbors right here in Bering County.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, ladies, have a great event this year.
Great. Thanks, Lindsay.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Bering County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.